We're diving into the latest chapter of the Uber Chronicles, what the abrupt firing of its top driverless car executive means for Uber and the autonomous car race.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. This week, Uber fired one of its top executives, Anthony Lewandowski. This is 9 months after buying his startup for $680 million. Here to talk about Uber's bid to contain a spiraling legal battle with Google parent Alphabet is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis. Welcome back, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
First off, what's the official word from Uber about the firing? Why now, and what's the specific reasoning given behind it?
Well, essentially, Uber is saying that it is dismissing Mr. Lewandowski because he has not complied with a company deadline for complying with court orders to produce documents related to the suit that Google parent Alphabet has filed against Uber, and in which Mr. Lewandowski is at the center.
And this battle with Alphabet has been ongoing. You know, obviously, Alphabet's accusing Uber of trying to steal these trade secrets. It's very complicated. Is freeing itself from Lewandowski enough to make their way out of this mess? If nothing else, it seems like a good start.
Yeah, I would say a good start. It certainly does not solve their legal problems whatsoever, but it does potentially free them up to make their defense more about we didn't know anything, but we can't speak to what Anthony Lewandowski did. That was essentially sort of the argument that they had been making in court filings and in court hearings over the past several months. But it was obviously an awkward one, given the fact that Anthony Lewandowski was a key employee still at Uber. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, we don't know if he stole the documents, but we weren't involved if he did. Now, as one legal analyst told us in the paper today, that this really gives Uber complete license to throw Lewandowski under the bus. They can say, Google can go ahead and sue Mr. Lewandowski, but we didn't have anything to do with any alleged theft that he may have carried out.
And this is only one of the many issues Uber is grappling with right now. Are all of these scandals really starting to take its toll on Uber? How is it impacting its viability as a company and perhaps some current goals that it has?
Well, it's unclear yet how much these scandals are going to impact the company itself. It still, of course, is extremely popular among consumers and still
right,
has a
important.
Lot of momentum mm-hmm. and a wide moat in these in this emerging ride-hailing industry. But what we can say is it is spurring some changes at the company. I mean, we have seen a series of high-profile executives leave. Of course, Mr. Lewandowski now being another one. And we also have had CEO Travis Kalanick say that he needs leadership help and he's trying to recruit a number two executive at the company. And that process is taking a little while as they're really hoping to look for somebody likely high profile with some experience who can help right the ship.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about Uber's latest firing and its ongoing battle with Alphabet. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for joining us. You know, this Alphabet lawsuit is really hanging over Uber like a dark cloud at this point. And you look at all the things that are on the horizon with Uber, and it's all about self-driving cars and that race to get there. Is there concern that this lawsuit could hurt Uber's ability to pursue self-driving tech and thus its footing in this whole race?
Certainly. I think already it has been a setback. It lost, a key engineer. Many people thought that Uber bought Anthony Lewandowski startup Autos solely to hire him. Mm-hmm. And they spent $680 million on that. So he's gone. And beyond that, they have also been barred from using any of potential files that he had had. However, what is crucial here to note is that the judge did not approve Alphabet's request to bar much of Uber's work on self-driving cars. So that program is still continuing. Now, it's undeniable that there is a shadow cast over it, and this could be affecting its ability to recruit engineers and maybe retain engineers, and talent is really a crucial part of this all. And of course, the trial could be another big factor in this. If Uber is found to have known about these stolen documents or been complicit at all, the judge could rule that it needs to block some part of its self-driving car program. So You know, and beyond that, there might be monetary damages as well. So there are a lot of risks for Uber, but at the same time, this is far from over. You know, the judge has said this looks bad from the standpoint of what Anthony Lewandowski did, but he has not said that there's any real evidence yet that Uber really knew anything.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. It'll be interesting to see where the story goes from here. Jack Nickas, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickas. For more, head to WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.